On a cold day recently, south of Carbondale, in the middle of the Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge, a nonprofit which helps veterans adjust to civilian life held a special introduction recently. They introduced specially trained PTSD service dogs to their new veterans.
Hi, I'm Alicia Ruiz. I'm a board member for Disabled Veteran, and I also am our events director.
Tell us a little bit about, for starters, what is this event? This is not really a blind date, but this is where the veterans meet their companions for the first time in their life. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. So the veterans, actually, as you've already know from being here with us, come from all over the United States.
Yeah.
And the dogs we've had here with us, with Disabled Veteran, for between a year and a half. And so during that time, our trainers have been working with them. They spend all their time, you know, with someone at their homes in the evenings and that sort of thing. But really only until the last few weeks did the veterans know which dogs they were going to be paired with. And then while you were here with us today was the first time they actually got to meet their dogs.
On hand was this veteran who deployed twice to Afghanistan with the 82nd Airborne.
David LeBoy from Wisconsin. I'm here to help the next class of veterans get their service dogs from TAV.
Okay, now we are at this ABLE veteran. Tell me a bit about your service. What branch and where were you deployed?
I was U.S. Army for 5 years. Deployed twice to Afghanistan, once in 2012 and once in 2014. So I was airborne infantry.
Tell us a little bit about Grizz. Describe this beautiful dog for me.
He is a very outgoing, very rambunctious chocolate lab. He's coming from a hunting bloodline, they told me, but he is a great companion. He's very alert. He's very aware of his surroundings, and he does not hesitate to play if you want to go out there and throw the ball or whatnot. So he's very aware of his situation, and he's very tuned in to myself because we're with each other all the time. We do everything together, and he can tell, you know, when I'm having a good day or a bad day, and he feeds off of that. So
how, when you first heard about this program, did you immediately jump at the chance, or were you just a little bit leery? What was your reaction?
It took me a few months to even decide if I wanted to even apply for the program. And then after I did apply, obviously there's a waiting period and a process they have to go through. So it gives you more time to dwell on it and think about the situation you're getting yourself into. But I think it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made.
California native Carissa Rawson served in the U.S. Air Force for 7 years, and she was enjoying her new companion, 11-month-old yellow lab named Britt.
Yeah, and we just did our meeting just now, so we're still very new, but, you know, she's very cute, yeah.
The theory is she can detect when maybe your anxiety level is getting to be an issue, and then what will she do?
So what happens is these dogs are trained in anxiety alerts. So, you know, whenever a panic attack is coming on, they're actually trained to each person. Each person has signals that they display. And so what they do is usually they'll put their paw on you, kind of get your attention, break the cycle of the anxiety.
What would you like to say to somebody? Because it seems like in the military, there is a stereotype, you know, you can handle anything. What would you like to say to someone who's a returning veteran that says, I can take care of my issues on my own, I don't need this? What would you like to say?
I would say that I tried that and it doesn't work. I did, I tried. And eventually your ghosts and your demons catch up to you. I would like to thank the trainers for training all the dogs, everybody, Pam for organizing everything, and most importantly, Behesha, because she's such a powerful and inspirational speaker, such an amazing person.
For this veteran, the service dogs from this ABLE veteran are a lifesaver.
My name is Steve Metters, and I live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow. So what brings you all the way up here to Carbondale?
I got involved with this ABLE veteran 5 years ago and got a service dog that changed my life. And she recently passed away. and Bahasia, and you have no idea how deeply appreciative I am. Bahasia allowed me back into the program to go through the program again to get Rosie. Come on.
Okay, and Rosie, is she a yellow lab?
She's a yellow lab. She's 1 year old, and she's wonderful.
I assume you were in the military, and where were you deployed, sir?
I was in the United States Marine Corps, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, in-country veteran.
So obviously you did see a lot of combat during your service, right?
Yes, I did.
How has having your second dog, how has that enabled you to adjust to civilian life?
It has given me the courage to step out of my box. For many, many years, I withdrew. And then along came Gypsy, who was my first dog, and she had my back. I felt safe. And I felt safe.
Would you mind if I continue petting? What's your dog's name, sir?
Rosie.
Rosie.
Yeah. No,
beautiful.
Rosie is...
So I've talked to other veterans, and they say they don't know what life would be like without their partner. Can you say the same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. These dogs in this program are life-altering. Yeah, I mean... In many cases, it's life and death, and I'm not being facetious. When a lot of my brothers and sisters come into this program, they're really hurting. And these dogs give us time. They give us time to kind of re-enter, you know, the world. For me, it was 48 years, but better, you know, than never.
That's U.S. Marine and Vietnam combat veteran Steve Metters talking about the value of the PTSD service dogs, trained and provided at no charge to vets, courtesy of the nonprofit This Able Veteran. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.